I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The debate over climate change here in the U.S. has been plenty divisive, but it's been even worse in Australia. Battles over climate policy there have brought down two recent governments. Now a third hangs in the balance as the current government struggles to craft the details of a controversial carbon tax. The tax would hit Australia's biggest greenhouse gas polluters. But negotiations have bogged down amid a fractious and at times menacing public debate over climate change science. An authoritative new government report was meant to bring that debate to an end, but it hasn't, as Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia emits more greenhouse gas pollution per person than almost any other country. It's also home to vocal naysayers, who argue that the influence of such emissions on the global climate is negligible. Among their ranks are farmers and energy companies, some academics and right-wing politicians, as well as influential radio hosts like Alan Jones.
Carbon dioxide, on average, is going from the atmosphere into the ocean and not the other way around.
But hang on, you've agreed with me. That 97% of CO2 comes from nature.
And if Jones's combative recent interview with leading climate scientist David Karoly was typical of many sceptics' selective use of scientific data to cast doubt on the scientific consensus on climate change.
That's the natural phenomenon of CO2 production.
An avalanche of scientific reports has repeatedly warned that humans are largely responsible for climate change and that if left unchecked, Australia will be hit hard. The Australian government's Climate Commission hoped to finally settle the issue with its most recent scientific report. The document released last month warned that time was running out to limit costly impacts from climate change. Its authors blamed sections of the Australian media for confusing its audience and creating a fruitless, phony debate by pandering to the sceptics. Chief Climate Commissioner Tim Flannery says the report was written for the minority of Australians who don't already agree that man-made climate change must be addressed.
72% of the Australian public seem convinced that this is the case, but there's clearly those who would like more information, would like to be updated on the latest science, and that's what the report does for the Australian public, is bring together the very latest science with a particularly Australian focus.
Among other things, the report forecasts more severe floods and tropical storms, and threats to Australia's heavily populated coastline from rising sea levels. But the report has hardly cooled the debate. In recent weeks, climate scientists have received death threats, and on the streets of Sydney, Australia's largest city, opinions seem as mixed as ever.
Oh, I think we should do everything possible to ameliorate man's influence on the environment. I think it's urgent.
Yes, the climate is changing. However, if you want me to say that it's changed because of carbon and all that stuff, I'd have to say no, sorry, no go there.
Opinions on the issue largely fall along broader political lines, and the debate has only heated up as Australia's third government in a row struggles to come up with a policy to cut greenhouse emissions. The current centre-left coalition is negotiating the details of a proposed carbon tax on the country's 1,000 biggest greenhouse polluters. Along with scientists, the government has also enlisted some of Australia's leading figures.
What if we say yes to making big companies pay when they pollute our skies?
The supposed environmental and economic benefits of a carbon tax have been praised in a TV advert featuring the actress Kate Blanchett alongside ordinary Australians.
Yes to better health for our kids.
And finally, doing something about climate change.
So let's say yes.
But Blanchett's support for a carbon tax has only drawn the ridicule of Australia's Conservative opposition leader Tony Abbott, who has questioned the veracity of climate science.
People who live in eco-mansions have a right to be heard. They really do. People who are worth $53 million have a right to be heard, but their voice should not be heard ahead of the voice of the ordinary working people of this country.
The opposition says the climate issue is all about jobs. It claims a carbon tax will put thousands of Australians out of work. For its part, the government says its proposal will actually benefit the country's economy and reduce the risk to hundreds of billions of dollars worth of property. The government had hoped to settle on the final details of a carbon tax by the end of June, but gruelling negotiations are dragging on as support for the idea seems to be falling. Meanwhile, the battle for hearts and minds rages on, with critics unpersuaded by appeals to science and economics a group of Australian climate scientists, has now resorted to hip-hop. They've made an irreverent rap song defending their work and poking fun at right-wing politicians and sceptics.
I'm not a climate scientist.
I'm not a climate scientist.
I'm not a climate scientist either.
Yo, we're climate scientists, and there's no denying this. Climate change is real.
If the song doesn't win over sceptical Australians, perhaps nothing will. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Climate change is caused by people. Earth, unlike alien, has no sequel. We gotta move fast or we'll be forsaken.
Get down with the Australian climate scientist rap video at theworld.org.